4 Romeo Yankee Lima K4RYL Mobile Greenville monitoring.
And Rowland, KO4HKX.
How goes it? I am in a, I had to trade in my Chevy Silverado due to continuous transmission problems under warranty. Got myself a little Ford Ranger and got a ICOM 3500 installed in this truck. How's it sounding into the repeater?
Repeater, sounds like you might need to turn the mic gain down just a little bit. Might be overdriving it or just pull it away a little bit.
Look, I'll look that up. As soon as I stop on how to do that, I think it's buried in the menu somewhere, but don't want to do that while I'm driving.
I'm sure it's buried in a menu somewhere. It's not horrible, so don't think that. It's just a little bit. So I hate you had to trade your truck in, but I don't know about this. None of this new stuff. I'll keep my older ones.
Motto I had that Silverado was the first new truck I'd ever bought. It was a 2024 custom trim and all that stuff, and I was one click above a work truck. So it got 20-inch wheels and had the floorboard mats, kind of like WeatherTech, and had the carpet and all stuff. Otherwise, pretty basic, but. That thing didn't even make it 50,000 miles. It wound up having to go into the shop four times for transmission. General Motors wouldn't change the transmission out. They just kept putting brand new valve body assemblies there in the transmission. So I was not happy. So I went over to D&D, got a great trade after they fixed it the fourth time, and got this 2025 Ford Ranger, a little white and kind of a gunmetal gray and black. So I liked it. I thought to myself, I was like, you know what, I might want to downsize, and I did, and I've been pretty happy with it. It's got all the truck I want without having too much truck, so sure is fuel efficient, too. Went back to a Ford. I had nothing but F-150s before that Silverado.
I'm a Ford guy myself. I've had lots of bad luck out of Chevrolet transmissions through the years, and so I'll just stick to my Fords. And but everything I'm driving is at least 25 years old or older.
Yeah, they definitely, in these days, when I look at all the recalls and stuff like that, they definitely don't make them like they used to. That's the crazy thing. My dad, same way, my dad still got a 2004 F-150 regular cab, one of the last ones made with a manual transmission. And I had that back when I was in school and put about 380,000 miles on that thing, original factory clutch and everything. My dad, when I upgraded and got a 2012 F-150 that I drove for over 10 years and about 300-something thousand miles, my dad still got that 2004 when I traded that in. They sold it to him for a couple $100. My dad still got that 2004 F-150 with a manual as his little beater truck going to Lowe's and Home Depot and stuff like that. So he loves his little truck, and that thing evidently can't be killed. New trucks, though, don't know about that. Too high tech.
At the point where technology just made it unreliable, after working on them for many, many years, mine is a 2000 Ford Excursion and a 97 F-350 pickup truck, so I'll just keep what I got.
KB4CBA.
Station, this is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima.
Roger, my name here is David. I think I heard, is that Patrick or Shane in there? I recognize the voice.
Patrick, and Rowland on the other end, just talking about how reliable is the older ones because of all the electronics in them.
The more you got, the more gadgets you got, the more you got to go wrong. And everything has its own module now. It used to run off of circuit breakers and oh man. Are they still using the CAN system that runs through the instrument cluster?
In fact, still using the CAN bus system, and then they've got some other systems thrown in there on top of it now.
This Ranger's pretty complicated, even on the base model. Mine's an XLT. This thing's got a giant thing. You can't get it with without it. It's got a giant-sized center console screen that's about the size of an iPad that you can't turn off. I went ahead, though, with D&D. It's got a 10-year, 200,000-mile drivetrain warranty on it, getting it from D&D. But then I went ahead and got, let's see, what was it, 10-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, because I can foresee the screen having an issue, and those screens and stuff like that are hard to replace, hard to fix.
I think we doubled Patrick. Who won?
That's all I heard was Rylan. I didn't hear you in there at all, David.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, my sister just, she had to have a Jeep, and I tried to talk her out of it, but, you know, she wanted one, she got one, and I don't know, she had it about 3 years, I think, and started having intermittent electrical problems with her, the entire instrument cluster in the center console. And then they told her that she was going to need $5,000 worth of work on the rear differential. So I told her, I said, well, it's time to get rid of that thing and, you know, quit sinking money into it. So she bought another Jeep.
That's one product I've never owned. Never owned a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep product at all, so I can't speak on them, but I do know the troubles they have.
Like one guy said to me just a few days ago, I think, you know, why would you want to buy something you can take the doors off of it?
I'm even one of those. It was one of those nicer ones that you can't take the doors off of and all that other stuff with even higher tech stuff in it than the Jeep Wrangler. She probably would have been better off with the cheaper one. She could have taken the doors off of and had less electronic doodads in it.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee, did she? Spend that extra dollars.
She did that after a couple of years. She's not the best to vehicles or anything like that, too, so she doesn't take care of them like she's supposed to, so she started having all kinds of problems, stuff like that, but then I don't think it's marked very high in reliability or anything like that anyway, so. Oh, well, you live, and sometimes you don't learn. Anyway, gentlemen, I'll leave it to you. I'm about to jump out of the truck here for just a little while. By the time I get back, you'll probably be gone. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73s to both of y'all. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, down in Augusta Street, downtown Greenville. Y'all have a good evening. I'll talk to you later.
Alan, good to hear you today. Be careful out there and enjoy that new truck, KO4HK. Go ahead, Dave.
No, Rylan, I used to live off Augusta on West Ferris. Grew up over on that side of town with the Augusta Circle School, elementary school. But anyway, have a good evening, and careful out there mumbling around and whatever else you're doing. And I'm getting ready to play some more tennis. I just can't get enough of it. I'm sure, Patrick, I'm sure you're shocked.
Got my shock face on.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little chillier tonight than it was this morning. This morning wasn't bad at all. But, you know, the sun's going down, and by the time I'm not playing till 6, but I just like to get here. I just pulled in Parking Place. I just like to get here because, you know, I don't want to fight all that traffic. It just gets worse and worse. And I have to come from Taylor's.
It's cooling off out there now up here. But it was cool this morning, too. So I can't say much about it.
It's a little chilly here. When I started at 10:30, but I was able to, I took my jacket off and, I think I left my long pants on, but I had shorts on underneath if it really warmed up. But anyway, it was it was nice to play in short sleeves, and imagine we're going to see too many more of those days. I mean, we're past the middle of November here. It should be a little cooler.
It'll start cooling off here for too much longer, for sure. But Dave, my wife's coming in, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear you. Hadn't talked to you in a while, and enjoy that tennis match tonight. KO4H Kicks, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
It's good to talk to you. I haven't heard you in there in a while, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't turn the radio on a whole lot. But anyway, you have a good evening, and we will talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.